I wanted a little to spend a little more time on the Nakuda we spoke yesterday about, and elaborate a bit. He finished up yesterday that the Afilu Hachi, no, Afilu Kolon Chachom Kolon and Vayn Kolon Skenim Kolon Skor Afilu Mitzvah Leinu L'Saper. So he has to, he brings down what the different dagas of Chachma, and then he says that it's a and Afilu Hachi the Mitzvah L'Saper because Mitzvah L'Saper. And we explained last time that the Inyan of the Inyan of Dibur and so on. That's what we said last time. I wanted to, thanks a lot, I wanted to be Meyer a little bit on it, because it's a very important Indian. I want to be Meyer a little bit, because it's a very important Indian. It's an Indian that goes much further than just this Nakuda itself. If you take a look, the first Klala that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, the first thing that went wrong in the world, that doesn't work the way it should work, is the Inyan of Yeroin and the Inyan of Leida. That when a Kodesh was here, so the Kalala was Be'etzev Tel Dibon. That was a Kalala. And Be'emes it's Madna, because L'chura Davera should have some Kesha with the Mitzvah. Everything in the world should have, it's a Midah Keneged Midah. First of all, where is any semblance of Midah Keneged Midah? But secondly, in the Tzuras Adam, the Inyan of Leida seems to be an extra. Especially that's the Tfis of the world today. A person is a person, and he has his life, and he may choose to have children. It's a you know, it's like it's a Taisefis. It's not Dafkin part of that Tzuras Adam. And we certainly understand a person who may not be a Meilet is still a Chai. At least on the surface. So why was the first kilkel in the Bitzov and Tel Dibon? Secondly, also the Klal and Adam Arishin was like Toysif Teis Koicha. Be'emes, if you think about it, it's the same type of Klal. It's a Klal of Paris, where he's a Zoreya, and he's not a Koitz of the Paris. Which again, Paranos is an important thing, but Lechura, if his mouth should have been stricken with some sort of, boils or something. If you want to do Keneged the mouth, that was Chaytish, make it on the mouth. So it doesn't seem to be particularly aligned. And the answer is, the Sheresh of all Tsaris is this type of Inyan. We said that there are three types of transfers in the Bria. There's Yesh Me'yesh, there's Yesh Me'ayin, and then there's Menakoyach Lapoyom. The Yesh Me'yeshes are not Bedaf Geshayach Tzuris Adam. A Behem is also Yesh Me'yesh. A Behem takes something from one place and goes to another place. Yesh Me'yesh is mechanical in it, and we don't see a dimyan between the thing to its creator. Yesh Me'ayin is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it has no Shayches to us. Period. So that the chelik of Asiya and the Bria that is most particularly shayach to Tzuras Adam is min hakoyach al hapoyel. That is a person has the ability, and secondly, if in as much as the person has that ability, he's a daimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's uniquely Tzuras Adam, because no other balchai has that possibility. So if we're looking at what's Tzuras Adam as Adam, different than Bria, it's this Chelik. Since Adam wanted to be like, now in Tzuras Adam himself, in as much as a person supports himself, as much as a person sits and there's a bowl of potatoes and eats the potatoes, it's all, there's nothing there in that Tzura that's uniquely Tzuras Adam. It's nothing that's feeding himself. In the Kiyum of the Adam, as he is a Kayam, when a person is mekayim himself, there is no minakoyach lapoil. That is Adam as he is like this. The Maral says in a few places, he says that Adam is begematia ma memhei. Ma in Lashon Kodesh means potential. What? When I say what, it means there's something there, and it hasn't been quantified yet. It hasn't been it described yet. It hasn't been set yet. And he says behemos mivav ma. It's ma is already set. It's there, and there's nothing that will change. So tzuras adam is the ma of adam is the etzem tzuras adam. In leider for the isha, and in parnasa for the man, in parnasa he explains, we weren't mayach on this time we're mayach on it more. Parnasa is always in the bria min hakoyach al hapoyel. No, you could not have created a bria where everything is yesh miyesh. I mean, people will just finish eating up what they have, and that's it. So the whole mitzvah of parnasa in the bria is it's potential. I mean, you know, the it's been predicted from 100 times that the world will run out of food. Malthus's famous theorem, and it's been disproven not because they found more food than there was before, not because he was wrong, but every time the megala a new bekayach where there's a bepoil. They used to think that one dunam of land produces X amount of tavur, and it's kefal kiflayim. They used to think one seed is capable of giving this amount of food, and it's kefal kiflayim. The giluyim are always giluyim, that there's a lot more in the bekayach than we thought. There's a lot more bepoil in the bekayach. That's been the mahalach of how the world has increased tremendously and still able to feed itself. So the metzius of tzuras adam that's unique to adam is the taking things min hakoyach lapoyel. Since Adam wanted to be kelikim, and his chet was he wanted to be close, more similar, and it was a guy or a type, whatever it was, he wanted more similar to Kosh Baruch Hu. So the einish was that in his min hakoyach lapoyel things didn't work out. It became stuck. And it's much harder to bring out things min hakoyach lapoyel. That's the inyan that the Chazal, a lot of times you find in the Geula, in one of the inyanim, it says, the Gemara says, that Lasid Lavoi, the trees are going to grow bread, and they're going to produce clothing. Which, again, okay, so maybe it's a convenience inyan. I mean, but all these inyanim, they're inyanim that are very aligned to the Etzim. The chisaron was that the min hakoyach al hapoyel became a kulkul. And you had to work hard to take out from the seeds and from the garin the stuff. So the tikkun is that these things will come automatically. That's the tikkun lies in that area. It says also Moshe Adam and Chava that all the mitos shnayim v'yardu arva, that the union of leda was smooth, and with the chet it became difficult, and that's what happened. But the tsar of the world, the tsar and the tsarus of the world, when you speak about tsar, tzadik reish, meaning in difficult straits, like a tsara. Tsara is from the word narrow. The tsar and the tsara of the bria is at the bridge between min hakoyach lapoyel. If you want to snip something, if you want to cut something off, if something suffers, it suffers from min hakoyach lapoyel. That's the weak spot of the bria, and wherever there's suffering, wherever there's tsar, it relates to, and it's to the tsara, to the narrowness, which is specifically between min hakoyach lapoyel. That's the mocker. Two mishalim. First of all, Amalek is Ashakarcha Baderech. Baderech is the narrow place where something is going from one. The transition, what the kilkul the bria happened at every point of transition, and wherever there's a metzias where something goes from one madrega to another madrega, that's where it's easy to clamp it off and to shut it. So Amalek stopped in Baderech because the derech is the makram from and the place they were going to was Eretz Rechava. Toiva Rechava, it was the Eretz they were going from Mitzrayim, which is Tsar, and they were on the Derech, and going to Eretz Rechava. The Rechava of Eretz Yisrael is that these are where things get their Tzura. Just like when a person has one of these foldables, whatever it is, whether it's a foldable satchel or a foldable umbrella, or anything that's foldable, everybody knows that it's surprisingly thin. And then when you pull it out, it's surprisingly big. then you can never put it back in again. That everybody who's ever folded, refolded stuff knows that it's baruch menusa. Kalal Yisrael, the mitzias of Kalal, the rochav of Kalal Yisrael, the place where Kalal Yisrael he opens up is Eretz Yisrael. That's where they realize their potential. That's the betoil. The Kalal Yisrael was a bekoyach the others. The mokrim tsar, the place that tsar is called, it's mitzrayim means the mokrim of tsarus. It's the place that squeezes shut and doesn't allow it to go out. Paro is called, it says in Arizal, Paro is Lashon Ha'irif. The Irif is connected the mokrim that's tsar in the body. It stands between the head and the goof, and it clamps shut that the moyach should not be mispashit. Its mouth was into the goof and into the person. The shirish of all tsar in the bria is this tsar. The real tsar, a person lamashal, a person that doesn't have any business savvy and doesn't have real ambition. He doesn't really have tsar that he's not a millionaire. He would like to be. If somebody would dump it in his lap, he wouldn't mind. But it can't say he really goes about it and is a person who feels he has it in him. He feels he has that savvy and the hustle and this and that, and it's not going. Emotionally, that's distressing. A person who's not very eloquent doesn't have tsar that the world doesn't recognize him as a poet. Would he like that they should put him on a stage and say, what a wonderful poet? Yeah, anyway, you know, why not? But it's hard to call that a tsar. The person doesn't have it in him, so he doesn't have the desire to have it. He said, no, fine. A person who has tremendous feelings and either can't write them the way he wants to, or he writes them and no one reads it, it's a tremendous tsar. The tsar of Yosef Mimasha, the Gevaldik Oymek, of Yosef Mimasha Ha Egel Reutzelinoik Apor Reutzelohonik. Because in as much as the eagle doesn't have yet, it can't miss it. The eagle is hungry, but in as much as the food hasn't fed it and hasn't grown yet, so there's no real potential yet. It's potential in a very vague way, because in the tzura of the eagle, it has the potential to go later. But its potential is much deeper down and not so overt. The potential in the para is there. The milk is there, and it's waiting to go, and it can't go. So the tsar, I mean, Chazal will magde that the tsar of the Reutzel Lahonik is much bigger than the tsar of Reutzel Linoik, because for the one that's Reutzel Linoik, it's a yeshayk again. It's not bigger. There is a potential in the tsura to be bigger, but it's not there yet. In the Reutzel Lahonik, it's there. It's waiting there, and it has to go. And if it doesn't, that's when you have the pressure of the potential pressing against the inability to go out. I mean, that's why someone who has no bun is choshev kemes. Lemaisa, he has everything. Well, I mean, it's an extra. It's the extra of the person, and it's the terrorist is it's not an extra, because the place in Surah Adam where he realizes potential is this place is in the place of Hailada, and it's kololistic in a sense, and therefore when a person can't get it out, so it's that's tsara be'etzim, that's tsar, and so the tsar the tsara. And the tsar, the ayin, it's all the same shayrish, where a person is stuck in a muck of tsar, and it can't go further. Yetzias Mitzrayim was parallel to that mahalach in the Bria. It's not, again, we spoke, it's not clear in Chazal, it's not clear in Chazal why there was the going to Mitzrayim. The truth is, it's almost as soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kairis Bris with Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him about the Bris Ben Amitzarim. I mean, Bris Ben Amitzarim. I mean, you haven't yet told him the good news, and you already dumped the bad news on him. Manafshach. Tell him how wonderful Klai Yisrael is, and then if we'll do an Avera, the Bris Ben Absorim is the Krisis Bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mishalik with Avram. That's the Krisis Bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klai Yisrael will become a Umar. And right away we're told the good news that Geir Yezahachah and so on. The Teretz is that from the original Kilkul and the Vriya, it goes hand in hand. And Chazal point out certain chesreinus, but that's almost a hemshir. Das cholos mahalach of the Vriya was that Adam is a moilit. That is the mohus of Adam. The mohus of Adam is that he has potential and he brings out things. That became a kulkul, that mahalach. And as much as Adam has a need and a drive to bring out every potential he has, still it gets stunted, it gets cut off, and he has to push terribly hard for every single thing that he's moilit. It comes with tremendous tsar and kilu going against the grain. Avram, the haftoch of Avram Avinu of Brisbane Absorim was that Avram would be a moilit. And it's a double haftoch. There was haftoch to be a moilit of Yitzchak, and there's haftoch that he'd be a moilit of Klal Yisrael. And both of them are ladies. Klal Yisrael is a leader. It's not just they're going to be wonderful, nice guys, Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, in the same bris that is maftiach, the haftocha of Zera on a personal level, that Avram will become a moilit, in the same inyan is maftiach, he's maftiach, the Klal Yisrael. It's parallel, two haftochas are parallel to each other. There's haftocha that Klal Yisrael will be a hoylada. They won't just be, Tzukah puts the Knan, it's going to be a new Bria that wasn't there before. It's going to be a toilada of the Zer Avram. Every toilada, because of the kilkul of the Chet Adam Rishon, and Avram Avinu, whatever that kilkul was in Avram Avinu, comes with this process of standing up against something that blocks, pushing hard, and going through. And that's why the chiyuv of Sipur is where a person, the same thing like we said before, we spoke yesterday, that it's not enough to have something in mind, but a person has to bring it out, because that's tachas. So yesterday we spoke about it in the sense of that it just makes it more real, and it's a stronger version. Be'emes, that's the tachas Adam. Tachas Adam is to bring things out and to give them a metzias. And from seichel to dibur is the first step. To bring it down a little bit to us, because of all the avodas on Pesach, this is the sheirish hashroshim of all the other avodas. There are things a person does that he's reasonably successful with. Say, okay, fine, person. There are things a person does that it's difficult. It doesn't go. So sometimes the pshat is the person took on something that's not shaykh to him. It was a kinna of something that wasn't shaykh. A person on the side who fast with Shabbos to Shabbos, like fast 40 days like that suddenly. So it's not going to happen because the person, it's wrong. It's not him, and that's pashut. But a lot of times a person feels he has something, and it's very difficult. A person feels there's something there. And he's not fooling himself, and yet it's hard to bring it out. The reason why it's hard is because every time there has to be a later. Every time a person is making a real step forward, there has to be a tzar later. The world is made that from the makam of the potential to the makam of the zriya, there's a lot of tzaros, and everything that has to push against tzaros is bitzar. It's fakert. In a certain sense, it loses its tzura. When you take something and squeeze it in, squeezed, it lost its tzura. And a person has to know that the hardship is two things. First of all, it's normal to the process. That's where the process has to be. And secondly, if it is that type of hardship, and the person is sure that he's not fooling himself, the person is sure that that's the right thing, then it's a simen l'gadlus. It's a simen that the person is pushing it to coast. Doesn't require effort. To stay where you are, the yesh miyesh doesn't require any. There's no tsarus in the yesh miyesh, and there's no tsar in the effort to become. If a person pushes, and he feels resistance, and he knows that it has to go through, so the person is samuch ubatuach that this is it's a narrow way to be able to open up. And when he opens up, when he finally pushes through, just like when you push through a makom tzar, it's not the pshat that you're the same size, it's just that there's nothing pressing anymore, just you can breathe. the person opens up. The difference between a Vlad, anyone who's seen a Vlad, the minute they're born, and very soon afterwards, one kemat doesn't have tzuras adam. It's a squeezed thing, but everything has been squeezed together, and when it comes out, it gets its tzuras adam tremendously. If a person is lagging, then it works like that. The person has a feeling to push and to get to some place, and it's hard, and it seems as if he's going against the tide, and it's difficult. And when a Kodesh Baruch Hu, either Kodesh Baruch Hu is Merachim, and he's Mezara is the later, like by Mitzrayim, or if a person is Zeichet and gets to the end of it, it's not just the Pshat, okay, now he just pauses and breathes easier. His patchus is, I mean, Samchenu Kimoisin Nisonu is not just the bracha to compensate. It's because the Nisonu, the Etzim Nisonu was always the pressure against your potential. And when the pressure ceases, the person has a makom to open up. So it's Kimoisin Nisonu, as hard as it was, a baby that's heavier and bigger, it creates a lot more pressure, and it's much more difficult for both. And as difficult as the pressure is when he's there, that's how big it is when it comes out. It's bechrech like that. That's the mitzvah. So if there's a nekuda to grab onto in Leil Pesach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the first tsar, the first meitzar in the Bria, and began the process of bringing Klai Yisrael to Eretz Rechava, is that a person gets a person pishtalzach to the nekuda of being able to push through a long and difficult Mitzrayim, a long difficult tzaras, and Eibishter, like it says, like a roya that puts in his hand and helps the Vlad out, till the makom of chav and taiva. Okay, chakach.